Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Five of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic. That sounded bad at the end. I've lost it at the end. Then Marv Albert comes in and goes, "Hello, everybody, live from Prospect." And then he always welcomes in 19,000 strong. Oh, man, it's great.
I'm telling you. There was nothing better. Like I was texting my buddy, Jerry Ferrara, on you might have seen him on television.
Really? He won't come on the show. Stream. I'm glad you were texting him. He won't come on the show.
He came on the show once.
He might be. He might be coming back
soon. He won't come on the show with me, and he won't answer my tweet when I told him to go over and watch the game with you.
And somebody else said something else.
Yeah, that was a little bit odd.
That was a little mean. So I texted him, and I said this was so cool because the Knicks and Philly played at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and I'm like, that took me right back to my youth. Just big games, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Celtics, whatever, but 1 o'clock on a Sunday, there was nothing better, especially with Marv, especially if Bob Costas was doing like the pregame show, and they would have these full opens, these full bodied opens that made you think that a game in, it could be February,
yeah, it's February game.
Biggest game you've ever been a part of. That history is going to help write this script tonight that is going to stick with you.
The lasers over the peacock.
Yeah.
That was, can we play it again? I won't run over it, I promise. Just do it again.
It is
Let's
awesome.
Describe it. Let's just describe it. Do it again. Game five tonight,
thank you,
baby.
John Tesh.
Let's go. The lasers.
How do you not have the hair stand up on your arms if you're our age?
Yep.
I get it if you're like 20.
If you're 20 listening right now, getting ready to go to class or something, you have no idea.
And you were forging new memories. It was going to be Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, my God.
They would build these guys up larger than life. And when you're young, it really felt like all these guys were larger than life, not just MJ.
And they get on
Clyde Drexler.
Channel 3, they'd be like, we won't have Dateline tonight because of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And then they'd hit this thing and, oh, my God. The lasers. The lasers over the peacock tone.
Listen to the, like, John Williams, Indiana Jones there.
Big voice guy pops in tonight. I'm not going to do the rest.
And then
it's Jim Fagan.
And then the best
Jim Fagan.
Yeah. Oh, you found the name?
Good. Yeah. Is he still with us?
Jim Fagan is dead.
Ah, Jesus.
They've got enough of his voice. They can do AI. They've got enough now.
Don't let them think about that.
I know, that's true. They got enough of our voice.
Can I get the impression now where I can be Jim Fagan then for them?
A stand-in.
If NBC gets it.
Now I'm the Fagan.
Just stand-in Jim Fagan. Yes. A Jim Fagan imposter.
Oh,
so
God.
They would also show the cities. It would start with the wide shot of your downtown and then narrow in on everybody walking to the game at the same time, going nuts. and you would feel like it's the biggest game of the century.
There is one I remember on YouTube. I'm going to have to go find it. It's with Michael Bulls Knicks, and they go like, and they play the open, or they play the lead up, and it's about Michael being back, and
yeah. It's a very somber,
And Marv Albert's like, where they've won 27 in a row, yep. Can the Knicks make it 28? Remember, Michael's back, and then they, oh yeah, man. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Playoff. The Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic. And then when they did the Bulls and the Knicks, I remember it. It was like they had Madison Square Garden back when you had like big TVs up there. Not Madison Square Garden, Times Square. When you had the big TVs on each other. And they showed the graphic of the NBA playoffs. And they had like Bulls versus Knicks. And then like it went out. And it was just a camera shot in Times Square.
Yeah.
And then you heard Marv Albert going, good evening, everybody, live from... And it was... And he welcomes... I think it was him and Fratello doing the game together. And the czar of the telestrate... Oh, my God.
And they would blow up, like, a couple storylines...
Guys, you have no idea about TV presentation.
From the week, they would blow up some storylines. Like, in this case, you know, Donovan Mitchell saying this week, this is what he's here for. Or Darius Garland recognizing... Mm. That they told him, oh, yeah, you can actually shoot more. They blow that up with a professionalism that you would not find anywhere else. You had the best guys on the call, and then you'd see it play out, and it would be awesome. Now,
it's just Kendrick Perkins looking at his phone, taking pot shots at people. All right, here's your game.
Yeah, they would.
Welcome to Cleveland.
Five. Mike Wilbon would say, you know, I've been golfing with Donovan Mitchell before, and I talked with some of the NBA pioneers last week.
I was with Irvin Johnson last week because he can't call him Magic. He has to prove to everybody he knows him personally.
They're on a first-name basis. And you don't get anything out of it. And then, you know, Mike Greenberg is listing basically what he would be doing.
I'm an expert on everything.
So it's a bummer. They don't build up the games like they used to. And, of course, it's the Magic and the Cavs. It's a series I feel like nobody's watching outside of Cleveland and Orlando.
They should just have us do the pregame on NBA TV. And we just build it up and speak it like we're Marv Albert the whole time.
I think we would be a little more in touch with the actual series.
They got to get this going, man. I know you got mad earlier this week. Like, we were last week, like, well, we can't take the playoffs for granted. We're not taking the playoffs for granted, but it makes me wish we were excited about the initial run, but it makes me wish we were even more excited about the initial run. Because now there's just this expectation, and I'm not telling people to fake it and get going and like, oh, you know, you got to cherish the moment. You got to, but it's, man, it makes me just remember the first time they were back in the playoffs, and it's like, oh, my God, this is going to be great. And now here we are, and it's a 2-2 series, and I'm just getting nostalgic over old 90s basketball opens from the NBA on NBC. And it's not even on NBC tonight. It's on NBA TV, which is that going to be blacked out or what are we doing
here? Yeah, it's going to be blacked out again.
Okay, so.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Make your adjustments, all right? Plan accordingly.
But I do find it very interesting when the best players, when the superstars, Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. I'm not all of a sudden, because he's had these playoff struggles with the Cavs, I'm not demoting him as some also-ran. Like, we all know what he's capable of. When these guys put pressure on themselves, they typically respond. They really do. I mean, you even had James Harden with big moments the other night. You've had Joel Embiid had a 50-point game when everybody's mocked his playoff resume. Like, it's time for Donovan Mitchell now. And there really is no excuses, just in terms of, like, he knows what he can do and what he can't do. It's not like he's got to test it to see what his range of motion or how his knees are going to be. Like, he knows what he can get away with and what he can't. He's had big moments in the series, believe it or not. He did have an 18-point half. I think he has to come out not just firing. He has to come out playmaking. So whether that means taking some shots, whether that means setting guys up like Darius Garland, Max Strus, finding a way to get those guys open, because the role players have not had the ability to do that because the stars have not come through. Now it's time to see that. You're at home. You've got this crowd that I do believe, once we get to tip off, we'll be in a frenzy. And it's up to you not to let them down. And we had Jason Lloyd, you know, tell us yesterday that this is about Donovan Mitchell, that he was playing champion's pose yesterday because he said people are starting to turn on Donovan Mitchell. Here's Jason Lloyd with us yesterday.
I have to backtrack for a second, because I told you guys at the end of regular season, if they flame out in the first round again, this is on Donovan, and you guys said I was crazy. And look where we're at.
I didn't say you were crazy. I didn't say you were crazy.
You said they blamed JB.
No,
they let him off the hook. I got the evidence.
Whoa. I said the organization would blame JB. I didn't say you were crazy. I agreed with you that the fans would start calling in about Donovan Mitchell. Why would I lie?
But ultimately, it has to go on Donovan, because this is his team and he's the star. This isn't the knee. His offensive rating and the bubble when he went crazy in 2020, he had an offensive rating of 122. The following year in Dallas, he had an offensive rating of 124. His last year in Utah, 107. Last year, 106. This year, 100. His last three postseasons, his offensive rating is 107, 106, and 100. That is horrendous. And that's on him.
Do you have that old audio? I guess I'm going to be proven wrong. Here we go.
Even with the bad knees and everything else, if they lose in the first round, no one's going to blame Darius, even though he's had a terrible year. Nobody's going to blame Evan Mobley. They'll blame JB, but they're going to blame Donovan. Like, this is on him.
Clevelanders will? Cleveland fans will?
I think everybody will.
Oh, I disagree. I don't think Cleveland fans. I think Cleveland fans believe that Donovan Mitchell's laying it all out there on the floor the best he can every night. I'm not blaming Donovan Mitchell. I think a lot of people agree.
I agree with that, yes. I agree that he's laying it out there, and I've said this 100 times. He has done everything right. He has said all the right things at every turn since they traded for him, since they brought him here. But if they lose in the first round and he plays like he did last year, you don't think he's going to take the blame for that?
I think he'll take the blame for that from people like Shaq and so on. I don't know if locally, I think a lot more people are more interested in Darius Garland and Evan Mobley than Donovan.
He got destroyed last year for his performance in that Knicks series. He got destroyed locally and nationally.
Okay,
so that was from April 2nd.
So I was wrong. Yeah. I didn't remember. That was from earlier this month?
Yeah, that was April 2nd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said it didn't happen yesterday.
I didn't.
Guess what? He missed it.
It was wrong. I was wrong. He was right. I was wrong. That's the way that goes. That's okay. It happens. I misremembered. I didn't lie. I misremembered. I didn't think
it's not a lie if you believe
it. I didn't think the fans would blame him. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting fans kind of blaming. Not kind of. They're starting to blame Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, look.
They're definitely starting to jump off that boat.
The number one superstar is always going to get most of the blame for not being able to, quote, get it done. I mean, I'm looking back at 2010 when the Cavs and a supporting cast that was a washed-up Shaquille O'Neal and Mo Williams, Anton Jameson. I mean, that supporting cast was not great. But what happened with LeBron? He shot 26% from three. 73% from the free throw line. He's only 45% for the series. All his numbers were way down, and he still got the blame. And that was the last time we saw him in a Cleveland uniform for a while.
So
this this is what happens. The stakes do grow. I was kind of, I'll tell you, like a month ago, I would have never seen Donovan Mitchell being the scapegoat. And then here we are. You know, he's had a rough series. He absolutely has. I think he needs to come out and just be, you know, the thing was, he came out in game four and was excellent. He had 18 points in the first half, and we didn't think there were any problems with the team. We thought they were just going to simply win in five games. And then whatever the hell that second half was, the all-time second half from hell when you scored 29 points in two quarters, it just doesn't make sense. Doesn't add up.
I think that some people, I needed to foresee and I didn't, and that's my fault. I think that some people have grown tired of the outside influence talking about him being gone. And when he has bad games and they lose, I think immediately people start to protect their feelings that he may leave. I think that's fair. I don't think that it would be Donovan Mitchell's fault, though. I think Donovan's doing everything he possibly can. I don't believe it's his fault. I want to blame Kobe Altman. If things don't go their way, I'm putting this on Kobe. I mean, would we have said at the time that Donovan Mitchell's the number one guy that can lead us to an NBA Finals? I'm not sure. I really am not sure. Now, as many things as I might have forgotten with Jason, and he better save the flavor, it sure as hell ain't going to happen again. I can still say that I think that a lot of folks would say that, no, he's a number two on a championship team. On a contending team or a competitive team, he's a number one. They are competitive. We've danced with being a competitive team or a team that can actually, contending, and a team that can win a title, can win an Eastern Conference Finals. We've danced with that before. But on a real championship caliber team, I think everybody says he's a number two. Well, who put him in the position to be number one? Who put that weight on him? He didn't think he was coming to Cleveland. Well, that's Kobe. You know, who left this coach in charge for another extra year? That might have been ownership. That might have been Kobe. Who put the roster around him? Who traded the three first-round picks for him? Like, I don't believe that Donovan Mitchell is just going to walk around out there on the floor. I believe he's going to play his ass off, and you do too. But that's why I can't put it on Donovan. I think he's going to do everything he can. I really need to start to look at the cast around him. 216-474-0092. Would you blame Donovan Mitchell if things went south tonight? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.